Hello, Robert Morris. Welcome to a brand new episode of Pittsburgh's News with Ryan and Charles. I am Ryan Jacoby. Unfortunately, I have some bad news. Charles has been captured by zombies, and it's up to me to save him. But before we get to that, before we get into the stuff planned for today, my temporary co-host is none other than Army Radio Director Malik Johnson. Malik, thank you for filling in.
You're welcome, Ryan. Happy to be here.
All right. Yep. And now, before we get into the main topics planned, the Bring the Blues to RMU event is November 3rd. It's at 5 p.m. and over in Hopwood Hall, just next to the Army Radio booth. Here at Robert Morris University, free admission, so you don't have to pay money. It's featuring Jill West and Blues Attack, along with a screening of Blues Chronicles from the Burg. Like, what do you have to say about the Blues event?
Yeah, I'm really excited. We've gotten a lot of things planned. I've seen the Blues Chronicles from the Burg. It's made by our own Matt DeVito. It's a really nice documentary. And Jill West is pretty good, so I'm excited for the night.
Yeah, I will be there, and Malik is obviously going to be there. So, yeah. So, Malik, what's your idea of your scariest Halloween movie?
So, I never watched a lot of Halloween movies, a lot of scary movies. We weren't allowed to watch scary movies in my house. But I always loved Scary Godmother. The Scary Godmother movies on Cartoon Network, they were really good. Mm.
Yeah, that sounds like a total thriller. If I were to say a favorite scariest Halloween movie, I would say the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. That movie will literally scare you like none other. Like, for example, on this one episode of George Lopez, you've seen George Lopez, right?
Yeah, I love it. We talked about it at Homecoming, one of my favorite sitcoms.
Yeah. There was this one episode, I believe it's where Max is learning to walk to school by himself. George brings up Texas Chainsaw Massacre, and it literally scares the crap out of Max and Carmen, Max's sister.
Yeah, I've never seen Texas Chainsaw Massacre, so I don't know. Yeah. But I imagine it's scary.
Yeah. It's basically I believe it's about a crazy guy wearing a chainsaw mask running around with a chainsaw.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Maybe I'll check it out.
Yeah. Do you have any ideas about what your idea of your worst Halloween scary story is?
Like a really bad Halloween story?
Yeah, like something that'll really scare you.
Werewolves. I know, especially zombies. You ever see the Michael Jackson Thriller music video?
No, I haven't.
Really? It's a classic video. It's Michael Jackson. He's taking a girl out to a movie about werewolves, and they go out into the night, and Michael Jackson turns into a werewolf, and then like zombies rise from the grave. That's a pretty scary story.
Yeah. There's also got bats and Dracula, the king of all vampires, and also part bats.
Yeah, see, Twilight ruined vampires for me, I think. I don't think of vampires as really scary at all.
Yeah, and there's also the Vampire Diaries, but
I don't think of, what's the Vampire Diaries?
I think it's, I've never seen it, but I know it's a TV series that occurred 3 years ago. I don't know if it's still on the air now, but it's definitely pretty recent.
All right, yeah, I think I've heard of it.
Yeah. So, yeah, and now to the main event, the zombie apocalypse. Charles has literally been captured by zombies. It's up to me to save him. Like, do you have any ideas of what I could do to save him?
Well, first, where exactly is he?
He's literally at the zombie graveyard. That's actually a couple miles from here, I think, in Coriopolis.
There's a graveyard in Coriopolis. Okay. What's your plan right now?
Get suited up and then charge in there. With a weapon that will literally like knock zombies out out cold and even potentially turn them into like dust and yeah, so it's basically like come in and charge in, rescue Charles and bring him back here so that he can be here.
Yeah, I mean, with a plan like that, it sounds pretty foolproof. I mean, you're your weapon of choice turns the zombies into dust. It's hard to fight back when you're dust.
Yeah. Yeah. And all the zombies, in addition to capturing Charles, they're literally capturing people all over Coriopolis and here in Moon Township.
It's kind of scary. I've got a friend that lives in Coriopolis. I feel like he wouldn't be too okay with being captured by zombies, but
yeah.
You're here to save him, so I'm sure we're all fine.
Yeah, and one of my cousins actually lives in Coriopolis, just down like the main little small town that's not just down the street.
Oh, okay. What is it, Findlay Township?
Yeah, no, like the Coriopolis, like those little small towns, those like back roads, like the where the I don't want to say like lower class people live just down the street near the like on the way to the Island Sports Center.
Okay, I think I know what you're talking about. Projects.
Yeah. So yeah.
Actually, Ryan, I've got a question for you.
What?
What is your zombie apocalypse survival plan?
Survival.
Like they come in. What is your plan to survive? How long do you think you're surviving?
How long do I plan on surviving? I plan on surviving to make my way in and out, destroying everything that comes in my way, and basically recruit somebody to stall for time with, so that I can literally come up with a way to get rid of the zombies completely.
All right, so your plan is to destroy everything that comes in your way, but also try to cure the zombies.
Yeah. Yeah, like get somebody to help me out and stall for time so I can come up with a plan that will destroy them permanently.
But like realistically, like you're not a doctor, right?
No, I'm not.
How long do you think this is gonna take?
If I had to give a guess, I don't know, maybe a couple hours.
Couple hours to come up with a cure for the for whatever is causing zombies.
Yeah. yeah.
Now, who are you? What type of person do you want to like recruit to help you stall for time?
Someone who's good at distractions.
Okay.
Yeah, who's like, I want to say comedic, and also someone who's like I want to say acrobatic and athletic a little bit.
All right.
So that they can like maneuver easily.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
What's your weapon of choice in the zombie apocalypse?
If I had to give a weapon, I'd probably say a pitchfork.
A pitchfork? Okay. Now, pitchforks, not super strong, not super durable. What happens when the pitchfork breaks?
I'd probably get a battering ram.
Battering, okay. All right, sure. I can see you. I can see you with a battering ram going around Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
See, my plan was always to take a boat, like a Gateway Clipper fleet, and like just drive it out into like the Ohio River or somewhere, just far enough to where zombies can't swim.
Yeah,
and just like live.
Yeah, basically like lure them into a trap.
No, I mean like just survive. I mean if they can't swim and get us, all we have to do, you know, obviously get like 12 people, you know, come and live on this boat with me so I'm not super lonely. But like if we get far enough in the water and they can't swim, then we don't have to worry about the zombies. We just have to go back and get food every once in a while.
Yeah. We also can get our food supply.
Yeah, food and a generator. I guess we would need oil at some point. I feel like that would be the big thing we would run into.
Yeah.
Oil.
Yeah. Keep a couple cans of oil nearby.
Yeah. Just for the generator to make sure we have electricity and stuff.
Yeah. Be able to survive.
So how are you gonna like hole up anywhere? Are you just like roving around the zombie apocalypse? Where are you staying? How are you surviving?
I would basically go to the nearest safe place. Where I wouldn't be able to get detected.
But, like, what place is that?
Probably a cave or somewhere up in the mountains.
Okay. All right.
Like, I guess, like, near Mount Washington, for instance.
Okay, I can see that.
Yeah.
Just cut the, whatchamacallit? The incline. Yeah,
the
take
incline.
The incline up. And
yeah. Yeah, like, zombies, like, obviously don't know. They're pretty mindless, so I seriously doubt they'll be able to figure out how to climb up hills.
Yeah, but I mean, there are other ways to get up to Mount Washington besides the incline.
Yeah, that's true. You can always just walk up using the roads.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, which isn't exactly the most logical plan for zombies, but it's something that they could potentially come across.
Yeah, who knows? But I mean, it seems like you've got everything planned out.
Yeah. Yep, and with all the stuff that I have planned for rescuing Charles, like I will literally make sure he's safe and sound here next week.
Yeah, I mean I'm sure he'll be here next week. It'll be all right.
Yeah, and now moving on, different pumpkin carvings. Yeah, I was looking earlier. I found these different styled pumpkin carvings. And they're actually pretty interesting.
I have not actually seen the different carvings yet. Give me a second. But yeah, back to zombies really quick before we go into the pumpkins. While I'm looking at these pumpkins, what are scarier? Do you like Night of the Living Dead, like zombies that run? Do you like really slow like scrambling Walking Dead zombies? What do you?
I would say Night of the Living Dead because I like fast moving action.
Okay.
Yeah, if they were really slow, it would just get boring.
Yeah. So, do you watch The Walking Dead?
I wish I did, but I sadly don't.
Ah, okay. I mean, you could always get into it. They're on season 8 now.
Yeah, that's true.
Do some binge watching. And catch up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Back to these pumpkins. These pumpkins are really really interesting here. We've got a couple. One that looks like we've got a pug here. And the pumpkin is shaped in the face. It's shaped like the pug's dog. Yeah. Is that a pug? It might be a boxer.
Yeah, that's a pug.
Okay.
Yeah, number 9, that's a pug.
Actually, oh, wait, never mind. Oh, these are named. Okay, number 8. It's a French bulldog, yeah.
Yeah.
And then, oh, number 9 is actually a jack-o'-lantern shaped like a pug. That's real interesting. Do you have a dog, Ryan?
I do. I have a little shih tzu.
I always wanted a dog. I never got to have one.
Yeah, that stinks. Hope you'll get one soon.
I mean, when I graduate, hopefully I get a dog. But other than that, I'm not in a super rush.
Yeah.
They're a lot of work.
Yeah. My dog is 12 years old. It'll be 13 next year. But beside that fact, these pumpkins, these are actually very interesting. Number 7, not quite a pumpkin pumpkins.
I actually really like number 13. It's not even a pumpkin. It is a pineapple jack-o'-lantern. That looks actually really interesting. It looks like it's lit up on the inside, too.
Yeah.
Honestly, probably a little scarier than a pumpkin would be.
Yeah. Meant for warmer climates because Hawaii is like one of those places where it's hot year-round. So. Yeah.
You know, pumpkins can't grow everywhere.
Yeah, sadly they can't. But there's also... shaped into a fire truck.
Yep. This is looks like a bunch of different pumpkins together that are shaped like a fire truck. It's a really big fire truck too. Yeah. I don't know if that's like plausible.
Yeah. One that's really interesting is number 18, a drunk pumpkin.
Give me a second to find 18. Oh, okay, a drunk pumpkin. Oh, I get it. Yep, because his insides are coming out. He's throwing up.
Yeah.
All right, yeah, I can see it.
Yeah, how sometimes there's a horse and then there's this dude in a purple clothing and then like carrying a pumpkin underneath his arm.
Yeah, jack o' lantern. Have you ever heard the story of jack o' lantern?
Like I've heard of his character. Like he goes running through like a cemetery or something at night, trying to slay people.
Yeah, but do you know like how it happened? Like why he has no head or why he uses a jack-o'-lantern?
I honestly don't know.
Ah, let me tell you a story, Ryan.
All right.
So, this is an old like I think Irish folk story where Jack, his name was Jack, and he was really stingy, and he asked the devil to a drink to, you know, come back and drink and hang out with him. And he played a trick on the devil, and the devil was not super fond of that, as devils are. And he chopped his head off. And Jack, who at this point wasn't a jack-o'-lantern, he didn't have a head. You know, he was in a lot of pain, very miserable. He found a jack-o'-lantern that he put on his head, and that's now his new head. But yeah, he goes around in cemeteries chopping people's heads off, because that's what happened to him.
Mm.
Yeah, it's like a death myth.
Yes. Yeah, just trying to make people look similar.
Yeah, just trying to make people feel the same pain he has because he's not a nice person.
Yeah, no. And definitely don't want to be someone who's not nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, you don't want to ask the devil to come and drink with you.
No, that'd be bad.
Yeah, that's not a good thing.
Back to the pumpkins. There's one here, the Statue of Liberty.
Yeah, I see that number 19. It's a bunch of different pumpkins. They're all lit up here. They all look like Lady Liberty.
Yep. There's one of the carnival. There's one. There's a ceiling arrangement.
Ceiling of pumpkins.
Yep. There's
Frankenstein pumpkins.
Yep. VW bus pumpkins.
All right.
Pumpkins on scary trees.
Okay.
And googly-eyed demons.
I like this one. This is really creative. If I were to see this at like a pumpkin jack-o'-lantern contest, I feel like I would give it to this one.
Yeah. This definitely takes some creativity, especially for those arms.
Yeah, the arms. I don't even know what the arms are made out of. It looks like they're made out of sticks, but like, who knows? They could be sewed on.
Yeah, because I mean, like sticks aren't usually able to bend that easily.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like, if they were able to bend this, then that's a lot of creative skill to do that.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah. Moving on. There is an event happened recently. There's Tyler Perry's Madea Halloween scares off competition for first at the box office. Tyler Perry's Boo 2 Madea Halloween scared up a healthy $21.7 million in the first weekend in theaters.
Have you ever seen a Tyler Perry movie? Have you ever seen one of the Madea movies?
No, I actually haven't.
They're pretty like common fare. I've seen a few of them. I'm surprised they still make money like that. Especially what was it, 21 million? 21.7 million. Yeah, that's a lot of money for its first weekend in theaters, especially for Madea, which is such an old character that Tyler Perry has done. I think Tyler Perry actually plays Madea. Usually in the Madea movies, he dresses up as a woman and plays.
Yeah.
Kind of the sassy grandma that you see in TV.
According to the article that I found, it brought in mainly older women.
Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense, actually. Like I said, it's an older character. It's an older character, a lot more classic. Tyler Perry, very popular in African-American communities, especially as an African-American person himself.
Yeah. And also, this one, that article came out 3 days ago.
3 days. So it's been out for a while. It could have made another couple million
by
the time we're talking about this. I don't know. Usually it's 3 days, so that would have been the weekend. Usually I think movie like revenue drops off towards Monday and Tuesday, starts to pick up later on in the week because people aren't going to the movies on Mondays. That's not a normal thing.
Yeah. And according to the article, the studio expects the film to hold well into the next weekend due to increased interest because of Halloween.
Yeah, that makes sense. It's, you know, it's in a good spot in terms of where it released. It's got its first year out of the way. It's not going up against things like Jigsaw or anything.
Yeah.
But it also is still in that Halloween area.
Yeah. Yeah, Halloween's next Tuesday, so it's definitely a good time to get some revenue for a Halloween movie.
Yeah, do you have any Halloween plans, Ryan?
I'm part of the CSC crew, and we have this plan to get dressed up.
That's on Thursday, though.
Yeah.
Halloween is on a Tuesday.
Yeah. I actually don't have any plans because, well, for one, we have the Army Century meeting to go to.
Yeah, we have the meeting. Are you going to do anything after the meeting, though?
Probably not. I'll probably just end up going back to my dorm for the night.
Okay. You're not going to go Do you go trick-or-treating still?
Not really. I gave up on that like many years ago.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't have younger cousins that you take and you, like, take some of their candy or something?
I have a little cousin. My little cousin, Stefan, he's actually my fifth cousin. He just turned 10 today, so happy birthday to him.
Happy birthday, Stefan. Stefan Giacobbe?
Stefan Lash.
Stefan Lash. Happy birthday, Stefan Lash.
Yeah.
On your radio.
Yep. I'm related to him through my mom, so.
Okay.
Yeah. Half of my family's here in Pittsburgh. The other half is up in Syracuse, where I will be this weekend.
Yeah, I heard not too long ago. I didn't know you were from Syracuse. How long were you in Syracuse?
Since I was born to about late 2009.
So you like remember being in Syracuse?
Yeah.
What made you move down here?
Family.
Family. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, half my family lives here in Pittsburgh, so.
So how did you end up in Syracuse? Like, how did your parents end up there?
My dad is born there. Was born there.
Interesting. All right.
Hey, we have a fan out in the hallway.
We got a fan, Ian Kist, host of Fridays with Ian.
Yep. Wearing that, looks like a baseball hat.
Looks
like.
Yeah, it looks like a baseball hat. He looks like he's coming back from class, having a good time.
Yeah. And now, one to the last thing here. World's steepest 5K rises from the dead for Halloween weekend. That is coming up this coming Saturday at 8 a.m.
Now, where exactly is this?
It literally just said, it's going to be, it literally did not say, here, Ruse started Helen Hills last year to showcase the landscape on the Beach View neighborhood.
Okay, Beach View.
Yeah, so I think that's like near Southside, I believe. I mean, like.
Yeah, I think I generally know where Beach View is. If you're listening and you're in Beach View, you know. Be prepared for this weekend.
Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely scary to go up, like, very steep hills. Hills are very hard to climb.
Yeah, it's a 5K walk, so it's not a bike race, which would be worse.
Yeah, that's even worse.
Biking up a 5K hill is super rough, and if it's on foot, it should be a little better, but, yeah, 5K.
Yep, it was originally scheduled for October 7th, but it got canceled because of a massive public safety bill of more than $9,000.
Do you know exactly what was going on? What was that public safety bill for? That's really interesting, actually.
I think it was probably to cover the expenses for the event.
Okay.
Yeah. It says here that the if I look back here, yeah, the founder of the event. Bethany Ruhe, if that's how you pronounce her last name. Bethany, if you're listening to this, I'm sorry if I butchered your name. Yeah,
I'd say Ruhe or Rue. Rue, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah. She didn't receive a bill from the city until less than a month before the race date. That late notice was an issue last year, but city council member Natalia Rudiak, whose district includes Beachview, had her office pay for the public safety costs to ensure that the race went as planned. This year, the outgoing councilwoman told the Incline, the city's special events committee intentionally excluded her from the planning process.
Oh, that's really not okay. I wonder why that happened. That's some good journalism is going to happen in the next couple of months about this whole process here. I see, I'm looking at the article too. It's got an outward link to an article, presumably about the councilwoman being excluded from the planning process of this year's race and what happened there.
And it also says here that though the team mapped out a new route based on criteria from city officials, the 2017 bill included more than double the number of police officers and crossing guards as the inaugural race. So with so little time to raise additional funds, Ruhe opted to cancel the race and begin planning for 2018. She had no intention to reschedule Hell on Hills, but a groundswell of support made it possible.
That's good that people seem to like this event. They like the 5K. It's good that they came and made sure that it happened. Things like this are really cool. It's what makes Pittsburgh kind of Pittsburgh, you know?
Yeah, Pittsburgh's known for its culture mainly, so yeah.
Events like this kind of come out and make it a more interesting place to be, you know? You wouldn't have this in, like, Washington, D.C.
Yeah. Like, I'm going up to Syracuse this weekend to visit my grandfather who's having some health problems, but Yeah, Syracuse is kind of, I want to say, bland in a way.
I believe it.
Yeah. For one thing, it's the structure of Syracuse, like, it's pretty good. Like, New York is mainly known for its flat roads, unlike Pittsburgh's many hills here, which is ridiculous. But, I really know what Syracuse is like, and I actually haven't been there in like a year and a half now, so. I actually kind of do.
Do you go back often?
It depends if I have something to do up there.
All right. That makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, like I said, my grandfather's having some health problems, but I'm not going to bring that up because that's more of a personal issue. But
yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so, yeah. We are going to wrap up here. It is currently 12:55 right now. I will be sure to bring back Charles from the zombie apocalypse. All right, and if I don't, Charles, I will do my best to make sure you're all good. All right, thank you. Thank you to Malik Johnson, the radio director for RMU, for subbing in.
Yeah, sure.
Yep. And we'll be talking to you guys next week on RMU Pittsburgh's News with Ryan and Charles. All right, bye.